You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it was another late night in Washington. Democrats accusing Republicans of ambush. Republicans in open revolt against the president's $700 billion Wall Street bailout deal. Basically, the deal is there's no deal. We go now to Washington, where Todd Zwillick of Capital News Connection joins us. Todd, no deal, a lot of drama last night, and the campaigns are very much involved in what's going on with the financial bailout negotiations. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, and the people who've been doing the negotiating all of this time think that the campaigns being involved has made things a little bit harder, not necessarily easier, which stands to reason. I mean, presidential politics and Capitol Hill policymaking don't usually mix very well, and that's true in this case, too.
So let's lay out the matrix here. Basically, the Democrats are the leadership in Congress. It's in their interest to make a deal that makes Barack Obama look good. The Republicans have no interest in doing that. Meanwhile, the economy is in the balance. How does it shake out?
Well, that's part of the problem, is that now presidential politics is part of this. You know, when this thing started, Secretary Paulson and Ben Bernanke's mission was to take politics out of this if they could. They tried to rush it a bit, but their message was, this is a time for leaders to be leaders, that it's not really about the elections. It's unfortunate that all of this is happening right before the presidential election, but we can't help that. We need to pass a plan and get everybody on board and show some leadership. Even though voters are against this and constituents are against it, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to unfreeze credit, and that's what we have to do. I think that remains the case. The most important thing is to unfreeze credit, but now you've got the Obama factor and the McCain factor mixed up in it. The people who – and keep in mind, when you say Republicans are in open revolt, it's only House Republicans. Senate Republicans are on board and in on the negotiations with Treasury, with Democrats of the House and Senate. It's House Republicans that are doing this at the moment. Only they know their true motivations. They have some pretty legitimate policy concerns that they're pursuing. But now the fact that the McCain factor is involved and he's quote-unquote suspended his campaign and won't debate until it's solved adds a whole new dimension to this and forces everyone to question their motivations. Are they doing this for their legitimate policy concerns? Probably. Are they doing this to make John McCain look as good as possible so that he can appear to save the day at the last minute? Possibly. We don't know. But those questions are getting asked now as the deal sort of unravels because they've brought this into this.
In effect, though, success by the Democrats could equal failure politically, because if it's a party line vote and this thing passes, then it becomes the Democrat plan, not the Bush plan, and certainly not a bipartisan initiative to save the economy.
That's right. And Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, the Democratic leaders, and Harry Reid, the Senate leader, do not want that to happen. That's why they've gone to the lengths that they've gone to make this a bipartisan deal. They don't want to be left holding the political bag if things go wrong. There's no question about that. And Barney Frank made the point yesterday that more than politics, at least he says, that it has to be bipartisan, because if it's not, it won't bring stability to the markets. Unless something passes with broad majorities, the market's going to think, well, that could just change in a year. Because it passed by four votes, they're going to come back and change it because it doesn't have a big consensus around it. So that's probably part of the reason why they want Republicans too. Nancy Pelosi has said she wants 100 to 150. She wants a majority of Republicans, which would be about 100, behind this deal. And there's probably a little bit of both of that. They want market stability, but they also don't want to be responsible if it doesn't work. And no one knows if it's going to work.
Well, quickly, Todd, I mean, before we even really have a bill with a small group of players, we've already seen very passionate yelling and screaming. I mean, Chris Dodd yesterday looked like he was having an aneurysm when he came out of the Wall Street meeting or the White House meeting. What's this going to be like on the floor? Is there going to be debate? Is everybody in the Congress going to be able to stand up and throw bricks at this plan before it actually passes?
Well, usually with things like this, at least in the House, Democrats have a history lately of limiting debate and making it pretty short, maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. I don't know. people are going to throw a lot of bricks at it, but they probably won't have a whole heck of a lot of time. And whatever does reach the floor probably will have an agreement. People will definitely want to throw some bricks at it. The question is, in the Senate, will anybody use their power to slow this down? They won't be able to stop it. It has enough votes. Will they slow it down by 2 or 3 days by filibustering a motion? But that, again, that won't stop it. That might slow it down.
And it could be a $1 billion delay if the markets wait for this. We already are looking at a very, very slow, terrifying open on Wall Street this morning. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, sure.
And joining us now is Dan Gross, senior editor at Newsweek.